In this episode, we are talking about God's intentions and how the Holy Spirit is the ultimate guide, along with the Word, to apply God's intentions to your life. Let's get into this real quick. Enjoy. Hello, hello, and welcome to the On My Mind podcast, a podcast where we talk about what's on our mind and how it impacts our day, whether it's for good or for bad. We want good things on our mind so we have good days. I give you things to think about, to apply to your life. We talk about perfect intentions, how our own good intentions aren't good enough, and we should know God's intentions for our life. That's what we're talking about on this episode, as well as the previous two episodes. Hope you enjoy those if you haven't yet, but make sure to check those out after this episode. You can watch them in any order, really, but watching them 1, 2, 3 is probably the best. But no matter what, you're going to get something good out of this episode here. So thanks for joining me. Overall on the podcast, like I said, we talk about things that you should keep on your mind to have a good day. I talk about who you are established in Jesus. I have a very good relationship with my Savior Jesus, and I would like you to get to know him if you don't. If you don't know him, that's okay. Please still be here, listen to the podcast, and you'll probably be able to pick up on some stuff that's good for you in it. But ultimately, I would feel sad if I didn't tell you that how much my life is better based on my choice to follow Jesus and to try to listen to what Jesus has for me. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I'm good at it. I'm not saying anything like that, but I do like to bring up topics so that we can talk together and grow together in our mindsets and how we approach our Christian life. It's your mental well-being. It's your lifeblood for why you're living and what you're doing and how to get better at it. So that's my goal for you, is I have heard from multiple people about this podcast and how it's encouraged them. And that's my ultimate goal, is to encourage you to look at the things of God for your life and to live a better life because of it. I used to think that God had it out for me, that God wanted me to fail, that God didn't want me to have that good of a life, that ultimately it was like, okay, you're saved, now have a crappy life until you get to heaven, or now earn, and if you build it up and then you fail, it's gone. None of that's true about Jesus. He wants you to have a great life, but he paid for all your mistakes in advance. He paid for all of your failures, your flaws, your mess ups, your opportunities you don't take, your mistakes. He paid for that. He already knew it was going to happen before you were ever thought and created of. He knew you. He knows you so well. And that's the most important thing to know about Jesus. And I hope that inspires you today to listen to this and give Jesus a chance, because he's the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it, because I can't. I wouldn't be doing him justice if I told you any different. He is literally the best thing that ever happened to me. So, God-given passion. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about good intentions alone, fed by procrastination. It accomplishes nothing. That's kind of what we talked about on the last podcast. It's not going to accomplish what you want for your life. It's a folly. Really, a good intention is just an excuse to not live up to what you promised to do, to kind of keep your end short-sighted. And that's not what I want for you. I want you to have a meaningful and impactful life. And the way to do that is to know God's intentions. When they are brought forward in your life and you start focusing on what God would have for you, your life will move forward, and they can accomplish incredible things. If all you need to do is think about what God has for you. How do you do that? Well, you use the Bible. God's word is the most important thing to be reading and applying to your life. Think about it as not an instruction manual, but a best practices guide. People are sharing their life stories with you, their encounters with you, their lives with you so that you can learn and grow and not make the same mistakes that you see them make, not take for granted the gifts that you've been given. All these things lead up to knowing Jesus, living life with him, and impacting others because he impacted you. So the second you get to know Jesus, it's a gift that you need to give to others. That's the best part about it, is that my favorite reward on the day that I die and don't have anything, you know, left, my favorite thing will be to see anyone that I even had the smallest impact on to help know Jesus that made it. And that'll be just the best thing I get, of course, besides being in the presence of Jesus. But it'll be so rewarding to be able to see who decided to talk to Jesus and to know Jesus. Just start talking to him, right? It's not you have to come to him and be la, 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 you know, whatever the Our Father, you know, quote any scripture or quote anything or come in a certain way. You can literally just come to him. You should reverence him. You should realize, whoa, you're God. But at the same time, you can just approach him and be like, God, I need help. Or God, I love you. I love this relationship. Or God, I need help with my car. Or God, I need help with this. Or yeah, coming to him asking for help is perfectly fine. Coming to him, asking him for just thanking him for life, that's fine. Just talk to him. Think about him. He's always there. So that's the other thing to think about too. What God intentions for you, how do you stay in tune with God intentions? Is staying in tune with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you when you accept Jesus, and then you can be filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. But what that means is the Holy Spirit now lives inside you and communes with your spirit. So you'll feel a sensation that is almost indescribable, but it's when God's talking to you. And if you've ever felt your conscience, it's like that, but on another level, because now you get God's love and God's impact and his desire for your life in there communing with your own spirit. So Holy Spirit He's one of the best things, gifts that Jesus sent us. Jesus even said in his own words that it is expedient that he goes away and that the Holy Spirit should come. And that's amazing to think that the Holy Spirit being here means that we get to have a relationship with Jesus through the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is here in us, communing with our spirit and showing us where we're called to be, who we're called to be. So the intentions that you have and making them God intentions, you should pray about things. You should take that into account. You should think about what God has for your intention in that situation. What is your intention about the situation? And then, Lord, let me receive your guidance, your passion, your drive, your motives. Let me receive that. God, show me the way you would have me to go. Often, you know, people with bad intentions have more motivation than those with good intentions, than those with a bad intention. Easy to carry out on. Lie, cheat, steal. I remember one time when I was a kid, I wanted to cheat on a test. Do you know how easy it was to be able to find the answers and just cheat? That's easy. But or how motivated I was to do it. But then when it comes to doing good, I want to be the same level of motivated. I do not want to fall short on how motivated I am to do good. So think about what God's intentions are for your life. Think about those intentions, pray about those intentions, and figure out what will please Jesus. That Ephesians 5:10. Remember that. Keep that in your mind and on your hearts today. Figure out what will please Jesus, then do it. What's going to please Jesus Christ? What's going to please the Holy Spirit? What's going to make you feel happy in knowing that you pleased God in your action? What action will do that? And then take that action. That's the best way to have the best intentions for your life, for your day-to-day life, and for your big future. If you're planning out, say you're about to make a huge decision, whether or not to have kids, or you're about to make a huge decision on whether or not you should buy a car, whether or not you should do honestly anything. If you are thinking about whether or not to do something, involve the Holy Spirit, involve the Word of God, involve Jesus in that decision. God loves you and wants the best life for you. He wants you to have good things. Stop thinking that He's against you. Stop thinking that He's here to limit you or not let you have something. He's here to make you have the best life that you can. So keep that in mind. Share this episode with someone if you feel they can benefit from it, because that's our goal, to impact everyone's life for good. Thank you so much for watching or listening. You can watch on YouTube and Spotify. You can listen everywhere podcasts are available. And please make sure you're subscribed so you're here for the next one. It's been a pleasure talking with you today. Have a wonderful and blessed day.